We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get up, get up, get up.
Go Simon.
Get up, get up, get up.
Go Simon.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
It's podcast number 8. 8 is great.
Yay!
Eight is great.
So exciting. We're almost to double digits.
Hey, well, don't get ahead of yourself. But anyway, hey, what's up? It's Sean and Charlie and Maddie here on the Simon Says podcast. And we want to go ahead and get it off our chest. What are you guys thinking about the progress of the COVID-19 as we get ready to maybe start working from home? We can say that on here on the podcast. I think we can be wide open and honest and
okay.
Everything.
Yeah, we'll still be on your radio. We just might have to do it from other places.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited. I acquired a lot of equipment over the last few years and was able to set it all up.
You've never used any of that for anything, have
no,
you?
No, I had no reason to set it up. And then all of a sudden, within a week, I had it all working. It was
that's
great.
One of the crazy things about being in radio is that some of us have these amazing home studios and do all this other stuff. And some of us, like myself, don't even have a computer at home.
You don't even have a laptop?
No.
What is wrong with
you? I have phones and tablets. I don't need one.
That is ridiculous.
My entire home studio setup was in a box in my pantry, and I could not find it. I found the box that it originally came in when bought it off Amazon a few years ago.
Yeah, but what was it?
Empty box. But then I dug around. I found a big box of like Nutrisystem popcorn and some gardening crap.
Well, and that's actually a bonus and better than the equipment.
And the popcorn had all gotten real hard and became one piece.
Oh, no.
So I threw all that away. And then under that, it was a box with handwritten on it, DJ equipment. And I thought, well, could this be the DJ equipment? And opened it up, and yeah, there's a little soundboard and a microphone and the cords and everything. And Splatty LaRue over here hooked it all up and got it all working for me because I don't know how to do nothing.
Was this for you to DJ at a club?
No, it was when I had aspirations to do voiceover work from home years ago.
That's why I had all my stuff.
Yeah. Well, at one point I had that as well, but I never really did it from home. And then it was just taking up space and I had nowhere to put it. My computer was from 2005, so I just ditched it.
Yeah.
Did you ever do one of those? I did a website where it was like audition for jobs. And I did it for a full year and auditioned for like everything and did not get picked for a single thing.
Do you know that before I came to Greensboro, my last several jobs across, you know, the East Coast, I used to work almost every single day doing voiceovers. And if you go to Virginia Beach, you can still hear me on TV there just about every day. I'm on something. And in Raleigh, I'm still on some stuff.
Really?
And on little radio stations like on WIZS in Henderson. What up, The Wiz? I'm still on there. If you listen for legal IDs, I'm still on there.
I think the only job I ever auditioned for around here was I auditioned for that Bojangles, It's Bow Time.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I practiced and I practiced and I practiced and I did all the stuff that they asked me to do. And I got there. I drove all the way to Charlotte. And I walked into the studio and they said, all right, read this. And I was like, it's Bow Time. And they're like, okay, later. And I left and I didn't get it.
I actually had a pretty lucrative thing going with a local agency for a while where they were sending me or they were using me to do furniture stores in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some car dealerships and stuff. But then I believe they just started doing their stuff in-house.
You and me were both working for them.
Yeah. I mean, a couple years, it was working out really well. And then they're like, okay, see you, bye.
My bookkeeping skills kind of upset them. because I wasn't real good at billing them, and then it would go like months and months and months, and then I'd send them a giant bill.
Oh, I was very good at billing them.
We could have worked together. We could have had a system.
You guys canceled each other out. Good job.
But anyway, thanks. We started out talking about the virus. So it's kind of scary out there in the world, more the way people are reacting to it than my fear for myself. My fear is more for my in-laws who are old people and for my mom. But my mom, who has lived social distancing her entire life, she's way ahead of the curve on social distancing. She doesn't interact with people.
Well, like my dad, he lives in a retirement community in Florida, and they all kind of wave at each other as they drive by on their golf carts, but they don't really get close. Mm-hmm. So thankfully, he is not in a place. I feel like he's okay.
My dad's got the worst cough ever. He's had it forever. It's like he hack coughs all the time. So we joked, we want him to put up a sign and wear it all the way anytime he goes out in public that says pre-existing cough.
But he shouldn't be going out in public, 100%.
Yes. But I'm saying, like, if he goes to the store, like, if he has to go to the store and get food or something.
People should be going for him. This is the thing that frustrates me. Like, my in-laws, my father-in-law is almost 80. My mother-in-law is, like, 75. And they will not change their habits. Until this week when they shut down restaurants, they were still going out to eat on the regular. And when I told them, this is not cool, what you're doing, you're not taking this seriously enough, her response was, well, we take a pack of wet ones and we wipe down the table. Wet ones don't do it. You have to change your habits.
And the person sitting right behind you at the next table could cough or somehow spread it. And the biggest thing I think people aren't understanding is that you might not have any symptoms at all, but you could be carrying it.
Yeah. And they're making it so. And one of my cousins had a very valid point. The only way you can affect people's behavior is by making them stay home.
Which is why they're shutting everything down.
Uh-huh. Well, did you see the story? Was it Ohio where there was a guy who was supposed to be on quarantine?
Kentucky.
Was it Kentucky? And they had to send the cops there to keep him in his house? Because
he has it.
He's confirmed. The dumb-dumb wants to keep leaving his house.
Yeah, so they sent the sheriffs to surround his house so he couldn't go out and infect anybody else because he was like, I ain't staying home.
And now, it's people like that are making it so the rest of us can't do anything.
Yeah. If that's the case, do you then kind of draw a line? Like, say, if you cross this line, do we then get to tase you and then kick you back over the line? I think it should be allowed.
Well, tase.
Talk amongst yourself.
There's a lot of creative what-ifs on tasing.
What about the rubber bullet or a beanbag gun?
Yeah.
Just to knock them back.
Can they make a taser light? Well, you're not a violent criminal. You're not, scary, but you should learn your lesson.
Yeah, there's so many levels of stupidity where it almost reaches the level of violence. So, you know what? I'm with you. Yeah, tase that idiot.
How about this? In that instance, you have to wear, like, one of those dog collars, like what I did that one time, and I put it on my ankle when I ran across the line. It shocked me so bad I fell down. So it was one of those things. Instead of, like, an ankle bracelet to keep him at home, he's got a shock collar kind of thing on his leg.
That's a great idea. I don't see why not.
I'm saying only in an instance where you have someone so stupid who is infected with something that's very contagious and then it still insists that he must leave his house.
But unfortunately, there are so many people that have it that haven't been diagnosed. We don't have enough shot collars for everyone.
True that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. How many people do you think we've come in contact with during the course of this? We don't know how many people have it, how many people have already had it, gotten over it, and maybe even gotten it a second time who haven't been tested, because there's not 15 million tests out there in the field. We can't test everybody who's been sick since November. There's been people who have had mysterious illnesses where it wasn't the flu. Like, oh my God, this is the sickest I've ever been in my life. And the doctor said it wasn't the flu and it was almost pneumonia. And I got over it, but I've never been so sick. Well, what if that was it?
You're the only one I know who's been through something similar where you went to the doctor and they don't know. So should we be sitting in a room with you?
How you feeling?
I mean, so far so good, but within a 2-week range. But then again, from everything I've heard, I mean, that's the other thing. I think you would know if you had it.
Not necessarily.
Really? Because every time I hear about somebody who's had it talking about their symptoms, they're talking like, I had 105 fever. And
Not everybody. No. Most of the people who get it, symptoms are mild.
Well, they either have mild symptoms, or if someone is very healthy, they could have the germ in them that just didn't
carry it.
It hasn't manifested. Yeah. So they're carrying it, but it never develops fully.
Well, I'm still impressed the fact that it sucks, but it's made it to the point where all these quarantines and shutting things down. And again, it's like, it is the worst in the world for businesses.
Oh my God.
And I get it. It's like, yeah, your kids are at home and yeah, this is a major inconvenience, but if you look overseas and where it's working, containing it, this is the kind of stuff that we had to do. It sucks that it took so long to get to this point so that it got bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it should have happened months ago.
You know what you noticed, though? And this could change while I'm saying this, but if you look at the headlines, there's a website that I go to every day that I'm pretty much on whenever I have a free minute called KNEWS, KNEWZ. And they have a subcategory that's all corona related. Mm-hmm. And there's no filters, there's no ads, it's nothing but headlines. And what I've noticed in the last few days is you're not seeing the constant updates of there's now this many cases, this many deaths. I'm not going to say that that's good news, but maybe that's a good sign that there hasn't been a new explosion of new cases. Maybe this stuff is starting to work, this distancing and the quarantines that are put in place. Maybe it's starting to take some kind of a foothold. Maybe.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Because they're talking that it maybe could extend through like July or August. And I hope that it's under control before that.
If it does, I hope that's on its tail end. And that's just the fact of it going away. But again, it goes back to be smart.
Yeah.
Just don't go out if you don't have to. And I get it. It sucks to be at the house.
It doesn't. I got all my stuff there. I'm one of these original social distancers too. I don't do stuff. I'm cool. I got all my stuff like I like it.
I do have to say that I'm very glad this didn't happen when I was in my 20s because my life would shut down. I'd be like, what do I do? Because that's all I did was go out with friends.
Yeah. Well, kids like my daughter, kids in general are the world's largest narcissists, and this is happening to them. Why is this happening to me? Why can't I go and do whatever I want whenever I want? Why can't I have a sleepover? Why can't I go walk around Friendly Center? Why can't I go to all the movies? By the way, Regal has shut down all the theaters. Yeah, you can't go to the movies now.
Now, though, okay, and it's interesting it took a virus to do this, but I thought it was interesting the movie industry talking about actually making it so you could rent movies at home that are first-run movies. That was a matter of time coming.
Sure.
Because so many people are like, oh, I'd rather just watch this on my couch.
There's something about the big screen. This isn't the time conversation.
No. But I thought that was cool that they like, maybe now it's the time to try this out. See if we can still make some cash out of this deal.
What's the first one of these totally upended your life situations that you remember? Maybe you were a kid or maybe it was in your adult life. Of course, we all remember 9/11. I was in D.C. for 9/11, and I saw the Pentagon on fire.
I was in D.C. too.
Were you there? As a kid, whatever. What's the first one of these kind of things that you remember?
I remember just like when a friend of mine was supposed to have a slumber party, and it snowed really bad, and they had to cancel it. And it was like, what? Why
really?
Would you do that? Like, that's the first thing that I remember feeling like my life was being rocked by something that was completely out of my control. But if we're going for actual real emergencies, 9/11, definitely. Mm-hmm.
I remember the Iran hostage situation. I remember that being a big thing in the news and remembering people being affected by that.
I remember I was supposed to go do a trip in college overseas and I was waiting for my passport. And it was during one of the government shutdowns. And I couldn't get my passport because it was stuck at the passport office. And I remember sitting there going, am I ever going to get it? But again, oh, poor me.
Yeah.
But, in the big picture, that at the time was groundbreaking. But like Charlie, I think a big snowstorm. But again, even, with being in D.C. in 9/11, I think that the biggest resounding after effect. No, scratch all that. The sniper.
You remember
DC.
That? I was there for all that, too. That was amazing.
To me, was worse because that was where I would be at a gas station, actually looking around.
Dancing around.
Because that was the first one. I'll say that was one that I clearly remember because it was like, they're like, watch out for a white van. And it was like, oh,
it was
that's
never,
a white van.
It was never
no,
a white van.
It wasn't a white van.
And listen to this take on this whole thing because the sniper situation gripped D.C. It was the number one story in the
insane.
News. And then it became the number one story nationally. And It was horrible. It changed our lives for a time, but it wasn't a million people. It was a very small group of people.
It was one city.
It was terrifying. But yeah, it was such a small percentage of the population that was really affected by that. So look at what's going on now. And if you were to wake up tomorrow, let's say something awful happened, and tomorrow you woke up from a coma and you saw the headlines that there were these quarantines, that restaurants can't have customers, that movie theaters are closed down, all of this, would you think, what would be the first thing you thought? You would think, oh my God, there must be millions of people dead. Half yes. of the world's population must be dead, right?
I would think I woke up in a zombie movie.
Right. Well, but look at the reality of it.
It's funny you say that.
Well, we're trying to keep from being in a zombie yeah. movie is the thing.
Well, didn't you see Jared Leto was on some like 12-day no technology, thing in nature? I saw it on Facebook. So he came back from his retreat and was like, what is happening?
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
So yeah, he came back and everything was closed and all this. But, you know, all I think of when you say that entire setup is the like first couple episodes of The Walking Dead.
Yes, exactly.
Because yeah. Rick Grimes, the whole thing is he gets shot, and when he wakes up out of a coma, the zombie apocalypse is already underway, and you know everything's chaos.
Oh, is that right?
Different. Yeah,
I
yeah,
never
yeah.
watched that.
So when you say that, that's the first thing I think yeah. of. Like if I was, that's all I can picture in my head is
the
zombies.
World was fine.
Yeah,
he gets shot, goes into a coma, wakes up, zombies.
Everybody's
everywhere.
Gone. He tries to go to his house.
His
and
whole family's gone. I mean, it's yeah.
Oh my God! Oh wow! That's crazy.
Here we are. How many seasons in though?
Well,
now
you know,
so far from that.
Back in like, I want to say 1990 to 1992, I was in Raleigh, and that was a horrible time for the economy. I don't know if you guys remember that or not, but that was one of the big downturns in the economy. And I was on G105 in Raleigh and was absolutely living party lifestyle right next to NC State, living on Gorman Street. And had absolutely no idea. Didn't have cable.
Right.
This was before computers. Never turned the TV on. If I wasn't on the radio, I wasn't listening to it. I didn't know anything that was going on with anything.
Yeah, I was in college at that time, and I was completely oblivious to anything except for keg parties and
right.
mixers.
Me too. I had no idea what was going on in the world at all. And if anybody would have told me, hey, man, the economy's down the tubes, I'd have been like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Tubes.
Come on in, man. No. So there are probably people out there right now who are having that reaction to this.
Yeah, I guarantee.
Except for everything shut down.
But I think that's the thing. I think so what you're probably getting then is somebody who's like, I'm walking out of my cabin in the woods from under my rock.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get my supplies at Costco.
Well, you do
what?
Still. No, you have those crunchy granola people who don't have cable, who yeah. don't have internet, who, you know, they live their little life. Even though they live in the city and stuff, they're off the grid. And so they're not as in touch with all of this as those of us who spend every minute on Facebook and.
Yeah.
And.
But who's
so
okay.
informed?
So then think about this. Who's living a more peaceful life? Because wouldn't it be nice to be off the grid and not paying attention to like every 5 seconds there's a new update and half of it's not true?
As
and
it
you
is.
You got to sit through it and then everybody's saying, well, did you see that?
I
it's
know.
Like, that's not true.
But now.
But what about this? Well, that's not true.
I know. But as it is now, we have to. You know, we're grown-ups now and we're parents now and we're in this business now. We've got to stay on top of it. And for my part, I also, up to a point, I got to look out for you two because I have to have a plan in place for what's going to happen next for us.
I feel like people who are like parents, families, whatever, who live that much off the grid, I don't think they're doing themselves a good service because there are things you need to know.
Yeah.
You need to know that there's a risk out there. You need to know what's going on.
You need to know that you can get a $29 bidet through an ad on your Facebook.
Well,
feed.
That too.
Because now it's going to pop back up again.
You're going to buy it. He's going to buy it.
I don't know if I can get a bidet anymore. That's the worst part.
What do you mean?
I think that they're all priced out and gone.
No.
I did. You know what?
Stand
I did try to get toilet paper.
How?
Oh, no, no, no. Where? Wait, so first I looked online on Amazon. They're like, aha, you thought stupid. And then I saw somebody else, another friend of a, like a friend's wife posted up like, so-and-so was very proud of himself. He found this toilet paper and then realized after he'd ordered it, it'd be arriving in May.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, when if I can hold on a little longer.
The smart toilet cover cleaning tool bidet is $29.89.
Is that just an attachment?
Yeah, all of these are just attachments. Yeah.
You don't have to get like the one
from Japan. You don't get the fancy water fountain sit-down bidet.
No.
You get an attachment that you put on your existing unit.
I know, but you know me.
See, I feel like that's going to spray things around the bathroom.
No,
this is so...
Don't overthink it.
I don't want this at all. Please
don't
make
me have
one.
You got to seal the lid.
Here's the Go Bidet handheld bidet in white. It's $39.91.
Can I bring that here with me?
Ooh, the self-cleaning hot and cold water bidet dual nozzle, male and female.
Dual nozzle? Why do we need two nozzles?
Well, the way the human body is set up.
One's hot, one's cold. Don't,
no.
Hey, calm down. Calm down. Hey, here's a non-electric mechanical bidet toilet seat attachment with fresh water.
That's the key, though. You got to get the one with the fresh water. Because otherwise, it's just pointless.
Oh, this is great. What was the one, though? What was the one on your Facebook ad? Because it had a real snappy name. And I love the testimonials and the long ad for it. And
I
everything.
Don't know. The only one I know by brand is one that I heard mentioned in another podcast. Is like the Toto Watchlet or whatever.
Oh, but the fancy Japanese one is what you really want, though. The $10,000 toilet.
And it talks to you?
And it's got a dryer on it.
Arigato. But
you know, the thing is, it's like you miss days and days of work. Because you never leave. It's like,
are you kidding me?
Seriously, I just need a few more hours.
On a regular toilet, I could sit and play Candy Crush for hours.
But then your legs fall asleep.
That's fine. Then just punch them awake.
Oh,
crawl myself through the door. But if the seat was warm and then occasionally I got spritzed, it would be amazing. I'm all in.
Your legs fall asleep, then there's a fire, and you get up and you fall and...
I got to get Mel Gibson to come drag me into the
bathtub.
Exactly.
I have no need for this.
It's too dangerous.
Warning. Toilet seat may become too comfortable. You may live here. Your legs will fall asleep.
My bathtub is not close enough to my toilet for any of that to happen.
But being that there is a toilet paper shortage, I want us to really think about going back to the colonial days, back when everybody shared a communal stick with a piece of leather on the end of it that they would sit in a bowl of salt water, and that would just sit there in the outhouse, and everybody would use that. And then when you were done with it, you would just sit it back in the bowl of salt water, and the next person would come along and use it.
All right. I love A. When I can look back on my career, I can say things I learned from Sean Sellers. This isn't the first time we've talked about the leather-ended stick.
Yeah.
Now, two, I love the idea that someone was like, well, I mean, what do we got lying around? I got a bunch of leather straps.
No, this was technology because they stepped up from corn cobs and leaves, and somebody said, look at this, guys.
This works better, cleans you better, and it's reusable.
And it's sanitary. Look, it goes in this bowl full of salt water. That is sanitary.
That must kill all the germs.
Yeah. This is also during the time, this is just before the time that if you were riding a stagecoach across the country and you stopped at a station to spruce up, you might use the communal toothbrush that all guests would share. But you probably didn't.
Now, is this also, just to be clear too, is this the time where if they had to take a leg, they'd just bite a stick and tie a strap on you and that kind of thing?
Yeah. More or less.
So, I mean,
but, okay,
I guess
you have
it's all
to
relative.
Think about it, though. They're stepping up from using corn cobs.
Okay.
Corn cobs.
Now, here's my question with the corn cobs.
Yeah.
Are we talking about after we've already gnawed the kernels off?
Of course.
There's no
but
corn
it's still
on it.
Soft? Or are we talking like the hard?
Oh, no. They're soft.
Oh, I thought they dried out.
Yeah. Well, they're still, you hadn't been around a lot of corn cobs.
So, like, you eat your corn, like, oh, this is such good corn. And
they're
then
they're silky. Haven't you ever heard the term? They're silky, though. They're soft. Like, once.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? Oh, wait. Are you talking about, like, the husk and the silky hair?
No.
The actual
cob. No, it's a cob.
I get it, but I guess I'm trying.
I think when they dry out, they get a little hard.
But listen
they get
to
a little
listen
edgy.
To me.
I'm picturing
you take the corn off the cob.
Yes.
And then once the kernels are off the cob,
right,
you scrape that to make cream corn. There's a lot of left in that cob. You scrape that, scrape that, you make cream corn. You don't waste anything.
Okay.
After you've scraped that and scraped that, you have a soft cob.
But it sits out in the air, it dries out.
It's still soft.
And
you could continue to wet that for your needs, but we're talking way too much about this.
I feel like you're going
to
feel pretty corny.
No, we're not, because this is where we're at. There's no toilet paper, and I feel like we're at this point.
But okay.
So now,
if we must go to corn cobs, please do not throw them down your toilet.
No.
But if we're using the... Now, would they take the same corn cob and put it in the salt water? Or was it like everyone had to eat an ear of corn before they went to the bathroom? And then...
A lot of corn.
And then, would you rather corn cob or stick with leather strap in the salt water?
At the time, it probably wouldn't seem odd to you to use the stick with the leather.
And then
the
who was sitting around for dinner eating corn and was like... You know what?
Gotta go.
I think this has something.
You're not thinking about it right.
Do you think someone went to the bathroom, was eating their current ear
corn?
No.
There was corn left everywhere. There was so much corn.
And see, Maddie is still sitting here with this mindset of, well, I could just get some toilet paper.
Yeah.
He's not thinking about what it was really like back then. They had nothing.
Yeah,
I am not
it's
at all.
It's this block of wood. Or it's your corn cob. Which do you want?
This is what I love about the mother of invention, is that someone sat there and was like, this handful of leaves is the worst. But you know what I love? Corn cobs. Yeah. What's the softest thing? Or maybe someone left one after dinner. It was sitting on like a chair. And so someone else sat down and was like,
that's
not too bad.
That's ridiculous.
You know, I had sat in this pile of leaves, but this corn cob pile was kind of soft.
Nobody leaves corn cobs sitting in a chair after dinner. That is just ridiculous.
Well, no, they've already scraped the rest of the corn off for their cream corn, obviously.
Yes. Now you're on the trolley.
I just think that now in the times of disaster and strife, that somewhere someone is inventing the next corn cob.
That's why you're seeing these attachment bidets for $30. Do you think they're going to catch on? Or do you think, why?
Because I don't want this.
Okay. If you say so.
It's huge in Europe.
It's huge all over the world except for here.
Why are we fighting it?
Because
why, Charlie?
European?
The thing is, though, once we get through this, once we get past all these closures and the scariness of this, and once we're told that these vaccines, by the way, vaccines are in the field now. There are volunteers in Washington State who have been shot up with vaccines already right now while we're talking. And in China, they have monkeys who they've shot up with the virus and with vaccines, and they're reacting positively to the vaccines. The vaccines are killing the virus in monkeys right now, while we're talking right this minute. Mm-hmm. So there's positive news on the horizon. Once these things are happening, once this is moving, can you imagine the party we're going to have? Can you imagine the financial uptick? Can you imagine the way that America is going to come back when this is done?
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, that's the thing, though. It's a matter of hang in there. Does it feel awful? And again, there's a lot of businesses, a lot of bars and restaurants that are day to day as it is. So I hope they can hang in there.
I
hope they find a way to scrap it out. And that once we're allowed to leave the house for real, I mean, I feel like everyone needs to go out and buy something from somebody.
Oh, my God.
It's like, please.
It's going to be amazing when
this
is over.
A combination March Madness, St. Patrick's Day. Woohoo, we're free.
All the sports. Put all the sports on.
All of it's going to be like just party in the streets.
There's no doubt about it. And it can't happen fast enough, but it's not here yet. So be safe. Be careful. Wash your hands like your life depends on it. Because it might.
Cough into your elbow.
Yeah. And then keep your elbow to your damn self.
Don't be rubbing that elbow on everybody.
Listen, we're doing this thing and we're going to stick to it, sharing good news. So if you have any scrap of good news in your neighborhood, at your work, at your house, if you see somebody doing a good deed. If if you're doing a good deed and you want to share it, that's quite all right. Pat yourself on the back. We'll pat you on the back. Share it on our Facebook page. Send us an email. Share it on our website. And we will share it with everybody, because that's what we need, is some good news right now.
We sure do.
We love you. Stay safe out there. Next time, anybody got anything?
I mean, I'm kind of curious about the corn cob.
What do you mean?
I'm really.
What do you mean? Tell me what you mean. For God's sake, what do you mean?
I want to know more about the corn cob.
Save your corn cobs. Maddie will be by to pick them up soon.
All right. Next time.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.